So, Jesus knew who he was. He knew what he had. Yeah. He knew what he could do. Yeah. Because he knew the Father. Hallelujah. He knew that God lived right inside of him. He knew that. He also knew, when you know something, anybody, how many of you know your name? How many think they know their name? We need to help you. When you know that you know, and you don't think you know, you don't hope you know, you know you know. And what you know, you can do what you know, and you know when you do what you know to do, it will happen just like you know it will happen. Jesus didn't think the devil would move. He didn't hope the devil would move. He didn't hope people would get healed. He didn't think it might be a possibility to change their circumstance just a little bit. He knew when he said to the devil, when he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me," he was announcing to the people, and they didn't fully understand it, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to do anything you need done in your life. And I am telling you the absolute truth. It will not fail. It will happen just as I said. If you will believe that I am anointed to do what I just told you I could do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right. Let's see how we're doing. Listen to this. Just as the Spirit of the Lord is upon Jesus, it was when he was in flesh. You know, he is the Spirit. He made the announcement on the day of Pentecost. Luke wrote this letter to Theophilus. And Jesus, in that 8th verse of Acts 1:8. When he made this statement, he said, "But ye shall receive what? After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses." Right? What he was saying, you gonna have an individual anointing on your life. He said, "This is what you can do. You shall be witness unto me." Where? Right here in your own hometown. You'll be able to do it in Samaria. That was where mixed race of people live. Then he said, "To the utmost parts of the world." That's to the Gentile world, which we are, the Gentile world, right? And Isaiah wrote in the house, Isaiah wrote 10:27. You follow me? "And it shall come to pass." Well, he wrote this. "It shall come to pass in that day And Jesus had just told him before he ascended and went to heaven to sit at the right hand of God the Father. That day is here. Isaiah wrote, "It shall come to pass in that day." And that day had become this day. "That his burden shall be taken away off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and his yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." What shall be destroyed? His yoke shall be destroyed. Then Paul wrote, "Put on the whole armor of God," right? Amen. This is what he said. He said, "Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." Didn't he say it? Be strong where? And in the power of his might. The power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. For what reason? That you may be able to stand against what? Of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against what? It tell you what you're up against, right? You and I have been anointed. Satan already know he can't handle you. Heads up, straight on, face to face, toe to toe, he's no match. You'll knock him out every time. You'll demolish. You'll knock him out every time. He can't. He knows that. So I'm talking about one on one. He knows he's no match. Absolutely not. So you got to give him credit. He's full of strategy, and he's full of deception. If he can get you to bite, if he can get you to bite and accept what he says, he can defeat you. But I'm about to say some stuff. If y'all will be able to hear something. Hallelujah. I am anointed to stand in the office that I'm standing in. But if you don't believe it, what that anointing and this office that I stand in to function, to stand here to minister, it won't help you.
All right.
But one person can be sitting in, some people can be sitting in the congregation, and the husband be sitting by the wife, and the wife sitting by the husband, and she say, "You see that? You see that?" He said, What? Because they're in two worlds. But the anointing was able to get it to her, and he's saying, what? You understand what I'm saying? All right. Or vice versa. She'd be saying, "I don't see nothing.